This is Akashvani, the news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has urged the opposition parties to allow discussion on agriculture in Parliament so that the work for the welfare of farmers can be taken forward. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Chauhan said the Union government is always ready to discuss the issues of farmers in Parliament.
किसानों का कल्याण मोदी जी की सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है और कल्याण की कई योजनाएं सरकार चला रही, लेकिन हम चाहते थे कि कृषि पर किसानों पर प्रतिपक्ष भी सार्थक चर्चा करे, अपनी बात रखे, अच्छे सुझाव दे। सकारात्मक सुझावों का सदैव स्वागत है, लेकिन दुख की बात है कि कल विपक्ष ने हंगामा करके कृषि और किसानों पर चर्चा को बाधित करने का पाप किया है, अपराध किया है। मैं तो साल भर से चर्चा की प्रतीक्षा कर रहा था ताकि विपक्ष भी हमें अपनी बात कह सके। मैं प्रतिपक्ष से आज आग्रह करता हूं कि कम से कम वो आज चर्चा होने दे, चर्चा का मार्ग खोले, सार्थक बहस करे, चर्चा करे, ताकि सही अर्थों में हम सब किसान कल्याण के कामों को आगे बढ़ा सके।
Meanwhile, the proceedings are underway in both the Houses of Parliament. Yesterday, BJP issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the House is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step towards building a Vikasit Bharat. He said this during the program of Bavalialib Dham related to the Bharwad Samaj of Gujarat through video message. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength. He emphasized the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as the way forward. The first meeting on fair delimitation will be held tomorrow at Chennai. The meeting, led by the DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, will be attended by political representatives and leaders from various parties in Andhra Pradesh, Kerala, Karnataka, Telangana, Odisha and West Bengal. The first round of discussion will have several agendas, including discussion on federalism and issues of delimitation. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has called for a collective commitment from the government and the IT sector to achieve a $450 billion services export target. Addressing the inaugural session of NASSCOM Global Confluence 2025 in New Delhi, the minister expressed confidence that in 2025-26, India's services exports could surpass merchandise exports with IT at the forefront. Mr. Goyal added that services exports are expected to reach between $380 billion and $385 billion this year, further solidifying India's global presence. In London, the Heathrow Airport is closed for 24 hours after a huge fire outbreak at a power substation. It led to a significant power outage and left over 16,000 homes without electricity. The power outage resulted in disrupting operations at one of the world's busiest airports and throwing the travel plans of hundreds of thousands into disarray. In a social media post this morning, the airport authority advised passengers not to travel and contact their respective airlines for further details. In US, a federal judge has ruled that the Social Security Administration, SSA, likely violated privacy laws by granting Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, broad access to millions of Americans' records. The US District Court ordered an immediate halt to the data sharing, stating that while fighting fraud is important, it cannot come at the expense of privacy laws. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he expects India to significantly reduce tariffs. In an interview with a news channel, Trump said that he shares a good relationship with India. However, he emphasized that he would proceed with his plan to impose a reciprocal tariff rate starting April the 2nd. India has taken a major step towards hosting global sporting events by officially submitting an expression of interest to organize the Centenary Commonwealth Games in Ahmedabad, Gujarat in 2030. The bid led by Commonwealth Games Association of India President P.T. Usha underscores Ahmedabad's readiness to serve as an exceptional host city. And that's the end of this news bulletin.